4. Conclusion. Though it is difficult for us to know which position is more persuasive and future-looking, it is at least certain that there are two ways of thinking in contemporary society in relation to these arguments over Brexit. On the one hand, those who support closer ties between the UK and the EU think that friendly relationships among different human beings in the world will enable each of them to lead peaceful, comfortable, and meaningful lives, helping each nation-state to flourish as well as build up the most desirable world society as a result. On the other hand, those who argue for the different position, that is, for Brexit, think that the very existence of a responsible nation-state is the basic and even indispensable condition for the maintenance of domestic citizens' peace, and that it will, after all, stabilise the present world by avoiding conflicts between peoples and nation-states as well. In the aftermath of the Cold War, the early 1990s, the former position had an advantage, namely, many people believed that each individual could strive to build up some unified world society across national borders, and that this kind of society would be the ultimate goal for them. However, the debate over Brexit this time goes to show that the number of people who have doubts about such a globalist ideal has certainly been increasing. Brexit has given us all a good opportunity to reconsider what is most important for the welfare and prosperity of each human being in the present.